We welcome you inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro with Lane Johnson, who 1 year ago, April 25th, first round draft pick of the Philadelphia Eagles. And I imagine the whole perspective has changed tremendously for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I feel a lot better coming in now, knowing what to expect and just having a year under my belt, a lot of experience. So it was good for me.
Did you sit around after the season and whether you did it on purpose or not, reflect on the year that you had or everything that transpired?
Yeah, a little bit. Just the whole draft process, not having much time off, and then just going through the year of playing and then finally having a few months off, off season and training. So I got a little bit of time to reflect and then, got back in the weight room and training. So
fourth pick in the draft last year, Lane, and we have video of your reaction. I know you've seen it a bunch of times, but can you give me the play-by-play on you hear your name called and then you rush out and you just bear hug Commissioner Roger Goodell? Premeditated at all when you look back on this thing?
Well, the hug, I mean, it's kind of just a...
He held on for a while there.
Yeah. Kind of nail in the coffin kind of deal. But, yeah, I mean, it was so much anxiety, I guess, sitting in that room not knowing where you're going to go. You have ideas, but, nothing's in stone until, you get your name called. So it was definitely relief once you got your name called and know where you're going.
How'd the year go for you? How'd you play?
Went good. I think I had some rookie bumps there in the first half of the year, but I think towards the latter part of the year, I think I played really well.
So you never hit a wall? You never hit a mental wall or a physical wall?
I mean, I got tired. No question about that. But, I felt like I got a lot more rest here than I did in college, so it was good.
When you go into an offseason, they say that year one to year two, players improve the most. Do you now believe that, having all this time off for the first time, and I don't even know how many years for you, that you had actual time to exhale and to really work out and to get fit and to do everything you want to do to prepare for the season?
Yeah, I feel my body's a whole lot, I guess, more rested than it was last year. I feel a lot stronger than what I was last year. I weigh more. It's the most I've ever weighed. I just feel physically a lot better. And as far as from a mental aspect, I know what to expect. Nothing's going to catch me off guard, so I feel just a whole lot more prepared coming in.
What is the biggest transition?
Probably just mentally. You're playing against the best of the best week in and week out. In college, sometimes you're not playing all that great of teams and the competition's down. But here, you're playing elite competition, every week. So probably that.
And Stout, when you're working with Stout the first time, and now that you have everything in place, do you expect for your game to take a big jump, Lane?
Yeah, I expect it to. Last year, having a new coach, Coach Stout was great for me. And just knowing what to expect from him and, knowing the offense, like the back of my hand now. So I just feel a whole lot better.
What was the playoff experience like? Big difference from regular season game?
Not really. I mean, we're just going, week by week. You don't really.
The tempo didn't change from the defense? I'm talking about the intensity or the
It's always pretty intense.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, it's definitely a bigger stage, but it wasn't too much of a change.
Cool. What off-season priorities did you have, do you have? Are there specific things you really want to work on?
Lower body strength and just bulking up. I went, got my body checked out, chiropractor, kind of stuff like that, make sure I'm in good balance, everything's good. So did that, worked on my legs, lower body a lot this offseason, gained a little bit of weight. So
good.
Feel good.
Great to get back here and see everybody and say hello. And
Yeah. I missed all the guys, so yeah. It's good.
Hey, man, I would imagine last year you come in here and everything's new. Do you feel like a veteran now, Lane? Are you looking forward to this rookie class coming in so you can teach these young boys the way?
Yeah, kind of show them, tell them what to expect and, just help them out, kind of like what some of the veterans did with me.
Your reaction when Jason Peters signed the long-term deal, Jason Kelsey gets a new deal, offensive line looks like it's going to be together for a while here.
Yeah, I think when you have, five steady guys, that really helps the football team, so I was excited.
Yeah. Hey, Lane, thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Good. Welcome back to NovaCare. Lane Johnson here at the NovaCare Complex, part of the Eagles offseason conditioning program. We thank you for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.